Let's begin again. Begin the begin. These lyrics from R.E.M.'s 1986 work entitled Life's Rich Pageant seem fitting for today. Let's begin again. Begin the begin. Mark introduces the idea of beginning and time in the first sentence of the gospel. One way of thinking about time is linear, as if it were a long string. Think of timelines, ones you've walked through in museums, ones you've seen in books. But time can also be thought of as a circle, the two ends of the string meeting together, and around it goes, like the church year. I have a church calendar clock that my youngest child made in Sunday school long ago. The construction paper has faded rather dramatically, but the colors of the church seasons are still recognizable. I move the hand around the clock as the year wears on, as the years wear on. Advent is the beginning, but at the same time, it touches the end, around and around. Begin the begin. But sometimes we don't know how. How do we even start again in midstream of the midstream? For as the years wear on in our lives, as we move through various developmental stages in our life and in our relationships, we inevitably find the need to begin the begin. In 2 Isaiah, Israel begins the begin. After a long captivity in Babylon, there is divine intervention, and a road, a path, a way is created to lead them out of exile. A desert highway made straight for God to travel upon, where God and God's people meet. And they don't even have to physically travel to make it so. God is with them. God is doing a new thing within them. Mark evokes this memory of Israel to begin again. Proclaims there is a way out of captivity, a way out of the stuck place. And here's where it begins. It's good news that he gives to us, because indeed, sometimes we don't know how to begin again. And here's what he proclaims. God is coming to us. There is a way for us to meet God on the road. John the Baptist, outfitted like Old Testament prophet Elijah, makes it clear that the repentant heart is the only way upon which this Messiah can travel and bring about the promised salvation. This is where and how to begin the begin. The road in the desert that God makes straight is the road in our hearts. It is in repentance and conversion that makes his path straight and causes us to be receptive to the mission and ministry of Jesus that we will hear all year long in the Gospel of Mark. And because Jesus is more powerful than I, says John the Baptist, Jesus is indeed the stronger one, the one who we will see in the Gospel of Mark who binds up the strong man, understood to be Satan and evil. And Christ will plunder the strong man's house and bring about liberation and salvation. We receive the good news and the healing he brings when we begin again through repentance, turning to God, beginning again. At the beginning of Advent, at the beginning of the church year, at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, let's begin again. Begin the begin, holding fast to the promise of salvation and new life in Christ Jesus. The time is right. The time is now. Let's begin again. Begin the begin. Come, Lord Jesus, make straight a way in each of our hearts. Amen.